Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called, and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender. Hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in. And the official signals good. It counts. And that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlock, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up with teardrop in front. Hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but cord. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. She's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's a good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Loramie. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Yoskamp. Good! Good! Yoskamp rifles it a bomb.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And from a rapidly filling Vandalia Butler High School gymnasium, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're about 12 minutes away from the tip-off of tonight's big girls Division IV regional semifinal between Fort Laramie and Minster as the two teams get set to collide for the second time this year. Minster won the regular season clash by a score of 46-45. Chuck, over the last half dozen years, Minster has won four times, Fort Laramie three. I total up the points in those seven games. It's 320-316.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
It's an even-Steven rivalry tonight, no different. We expect it to go right down to the last three or four possessions. Perhaps the deciding factor in the regular season game was the fact that the Fort Laramie Redskins' Jessica Berger pumped home 12 points in the first half, didn't make a field goal in the second. Lindsay Retkerman did a sterling, outstanding defensive job on Jessica. But at this point in the campaign, Chuck, the Redskins have far more scoring support around Jessica to perhaps make a big difference in tonight's outcome.
Well, yeah, she does not have to be the whole show tonight like she was at that one point in the season. And you could see it was wearing on her, and she was having trouble scoring at times. But that was a terrific basketball game. I don't think Laramie was playing their best basketball at the time. But Minster is going to be another real tough out for them if they're going to get back to Columbus. But if you look at Fort Laramie, Taylor Gasson, Rayanne Fry, Olivia Quinter, Caitlin Lupke, and let me find her, Hattie Meyer. Those young ladies have been interchangeable, been going out there, playing the guard position, handling the basketball, not turning it over, scoring when they needed to, and took the pressure off of Berger to be able to play defense and score, and that has made them, right now, they're playing as well as I think as this team can play.
This Fort Laramie girls team is now 22-4 on the year. Minster 21-4. How does this impact tonight's game, Chuck? Clearly, Minster with a rougher road to hoe in the tournament to date. Far more stringent games, certainly more competitive. The Lady Redskins have had four big-time blowouts.
Well, I think it does make a difference. But I think what makes a bigger difference is the background. Now, I didn't notice this when I came in, but I talked to a gentleman who coaches here, and he pointed it out to me. They used to have the freestanding baskets at each end. At the end of, and during the middle of the season, they put in the ones from the ceiling. And I said, how does that change the shooting? And he said, I think it makes it harder. Because before you had the standard there, and now you're just looking into it, the people sitting up in the balcony. So I think that whichever team can get the ball inside, but adjust to the depth perception of shooting on these baskets is going to have a real advantage.
The winner of this game advances on to a regional championship contest and an opportunity for a berth in the state Final Four. The regional title game is Saturday night at 7:30 right here at Vandalia Butler. The opponent for the winner of this game will be either Jackson Center or Miami Valley. Those two teams collide tomorrow night, same time, 7 o'clock here at Vandalia Butler. Our webcast time tomorrow is at 6:40, just like this evening. And don't forget, tonight, tomorrow night, after the girls' regional semifinals, we will pick up boys' district action for you from the University of Dayton Arena. Later on this evening, Jackson Center versus its opponent, Cincinnati Christian. We'll join that hopefully around 9 o'clock, and we'll bring you the final quarter and a half or so of play-by-play in color from the UD Arena. Tomorrow night, our second game, Fort Laramie Southeastern boys. That's a Division IV district clash at UD. Same scenario. We'll travel south from Vandalia Butler. As soon as tomorrow night's game between Jackson Center and Miami Valley concludes, and bring you the wrap-up of tomorrow night's Division IV boys district game. So it's a full night of high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Of course, the original schedule had Fort Laramie and Minster playing at tip. The entire girls regional was moved to Vandalia Butler. And the Division IV boys district pairings included Fort Laramie and Jackson Center games both on Thursday. Well, because the Jackson Center girls threw a fly into the ointment by winning a district championship last Saturday, That meant then that Jackson Center girls and Jackson Center boys would both play on the same night this week, tomorrow evening. So the Jackson Center boys were swapped out for the 8 o'clock game on Wednesday. Tigers were moved from Thursday to Wednesday and originally scheduled to play tonight at UD in a boys Division IV district game were Middletown Christian and Yellow Springs. That game was moved to the first game tomorrow night. So,
well, I think they could have done it better, but nobody called me. I sat by my phone all day, and they didn't call and ask me how I would have done it. So here we are with the – I don't think they understand how Shelby County teams follow each other.
Right.
It's not like just Jackson Center people are going to go watch a Jackson Center game. And that was typical of the Pickwicks Friday night when there was 2,800 people, and they weren't all from Fort Laramie and Ruchie.
Right, exactly. And now the Jackson Center – Fort Laramie fans have to make a decision. Jackson Center fans can't watch Fort Laramie play. Fort Laramie fans can't watch Jackson Center play. We originally had hoped to do two district boys games tomorrow night, one girls regional semifinal tonight. We now can only bring you two games in their entirety, and we'll pick up the two later in the evening boys district games as they wrap up. They tip at 8 down at UD tonight. That game between Jackson Center and Cincinnati Christian.
Well, I've got someone down there that's covering the game that's going to keep me posted on what's happening, so hopefully we can have kind of a clue of what's happening and maybe let you guys know that are listening out there before we take off out of here what the score is, and then we'll pick it up once we get down there.
There will be a very, very brief post game following the conclusion of this game here tonight. We will move down to the University of Dayton Arena very hastily, so we'll wrap up fast when this game ends. But like the last several Fort Laramie Minster games, it won't be decided until the last two or three possessions. As I mentioned, in the last seven, Minster holds a 4-3 advantage in terms of victories, but the point totals are just about dead on, almost even. Minster perhaps has played a little more difficult schedule throughout the course of the year, as it just dropped all of my notes down to the hardwood floor.
Right, and to go back to the point you made, that I kind of switched it to the gym, but I think that Minster does have an advantage because the closer this game is, they've played in some tough games, and let's just face it, that game Saturday against Country Day for Fort Laramie, that their JV team could have won that basketball game.
The Minster Wildcats in the MAC went 9-0. Challenging league, just like the Shelby County League, given the fact that Anna was very good, and Rushi and Houston and Jackson Center, extremely competitive for certain. But for Sales, finished down the line fifth in the MAC. Fifth, 5-4, 3-7-2 teams directly behind Minster, which won at 9-0. That's how stringent this Midwest Athletic Conference for girls is year in, year out, and Minster clearly had a tougher tourney trail in the section.
No doubt about that. Minster got Versailles early, and Versailles early in the season wasn't playing very well.
Exactly.
They are playing incredibly well now. I think it would be a totally different game if they played again.
Outside shooting will be important. Fort Laramie Redskin guards have been pumping up threes with more regularity and hitting with much better accuracy than early in the season. The guard play has become a strength in terms of depth and quality, and that's what Fort Laramie leads tonight, along with Holly Fry on the interior. She's at 10 points a game. She needs every bit of that. Holly pumped in 12 in that first meeting between the two. Fort Laramie scored 45 in that first clash, and Jessica Berger and Holly Fry netted 26 of the 45. 19 points from the other ladies on the floor for the Redskins. They probably have to do that well or better tonight in order for Fort Laramie to down Minster.
And this is the type of game that Jessica Berger, who I still feel is as good as any girls basketball player in the state of Ohio Division IV, she needs to take this game over tonight. She needs to think score. She cannot be unselfish. She's a great passer, but she's got to be unselfish. She's got to think score, and she's got to think score early. What is so remarkable about this Minster starting five, Chuck, is that 1, 2, 3 young ladies average right at 9 points a game. Lindsay Reckerman, Rosie Westerbeck, and Courtney Pringer all at 9 each. Sometimes you simply don't know who to guard.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, because they all have the ability to score. They can all shoot it. They play great defense. Nan is not going to allow them not to play defense, or they get to go over and sit next to her. So I think, and that's basically the same thing. I think they're a little harder nose defensively than Lormy. I think Lormy might be a little more polished only because of Berger offensively.
40 years of outstanding varsity coaching experience between the two head mentors of these girls' programs, Carla Siegel, Fort Lormy, Nan Steck, Scholey, Minster. Two of the best strategists during the game on the floor in the state of Ohio among girls' high school basketball coaches, that is for certain. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors on the web with us tonight here on scorersbroadcast.com, including these three who participate with us during Fort Lormy games only: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Lormy, customer service with a smile since 1920, being an air